Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to the Minor Prophets, Day 16, as we continue our study of Amos. Today's study is titled, Hear This Word. Bob File once said, God is not only Lord of the chosen people, but Lord of all nations and of every human life. Jesus is the only Savior, and His gospel is the only gospel. He will be the judge of the whole world on the last day. Our text today is from Amos chapters 3 and 4, and I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Listen to this message that the Lord has spoken against you, O people of Israel, against the entire family I rescued from Egypt. From among all the families on the earth, I have been intimate with you alone. That is why I must punish you for all your sins. Can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction? Does a lion ever roar in a thicket without first finding a victim? Does a young lion growl in its den without first catching its prey? Does a bird ever get caught in a trap that has no bait? Does a trap spring shut when there's nothing to catch? When the ram's horn blows a warning, shouldn't the people be alarmed? Does disaster come to a city unless the Lord has planned it? Indeed, the sovereign Lord never does anything until He reveals His plans to His servants, the prophets. The lion has roared, so who isn't frightened? The sovereign Lord has spoken, so who can refuse to proclaim His message? Announce this to the leaders of Philistia and to the great ones of Egypt. Take your seats now on the hills around Samaria and witness the chaos and oppression in Israel. My people have forgotten how to do right, says the Lord. Their fortresses are filled with wealth taken by theft and violence. Therefore, says the sovereign Lord, an enemy is coming. He will surround them and shatter their defenses. Then He will plunder all their fortresses. This is what the Lord says. A shepherd who tries to rescue a sheep from a lion's mouth will recover only two legs or a piece of an ear. So it will be for the Israelites in Samaria lying on luxurious beds and for the people of Damascus reclining on couches. Now listen to this and announce it throughout all Israel, says the Lord God of heaven's armies. On the very day I punish Israel for its sins, I will destroy the pagan altars at Bethel. The horns of the altar will be cut off and fall to the ground. And I will destroy the beautiful homes of the wealthy, their winter mansions and their summer houses too, all their palaces filled with ivory, says the Lord. Listen to me, you fat cows living in Samaria, you women who oppress the poor and crush the needy and who are always calling to your husbands, bring us another drink. The sovereign Lord has sworn this by His holiness. The time will come when you will be led away with hooks in your noses. Every last one of you will be dragged away like a fish on a hook. You will be led out through the ruins of the wall. You will be thrown from your fortresses, says the Lord. Go ahead and offer sacrifices to the idols at Bethel. Keep on disobeying at Gilgal. Offer sacrifices each morning and bring your tithes every 3 days. Present your bread made with yeast as an offering of thanksgiving. Then give your extra voluntary offerings so you can brag about it everywhere. This is the kind of thing you Israelites love to do, says the sovereign Lord. I brought hunger to every city and famine to every town. But still, you would not return to me, says the Lord. I kept the rain from falling when your crops needed it the most. I sent rain on one town but withheld it from another. Rain fell on one field while another field withered away. People staggered from town to town looking for water, but there was never enough. But still, you would not return to me, says the Lord. I struck your farms and vineyards with blight and mildew. Locust devoured all your fig and olive trees. But still, you would not return to me, says the Lord. I sent plagues on you, like the plagues I sent on Egypt long ago. I killed your young men in war and led all your horses away. The stench of death filled the air. But still, you would not return to me, says the Lord. I destroyed some of your cities, as I destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Those of you who survived were like charred sticks pulled from a fire. But still, you would not return to me, says the Lord. Therefore, I will bring upon you all the disasters I have announced. Prepare to meet your God in judgment, you people of Israel. For the Lord is the one who shaped the mountains, stirs up the winds, and reveals his thoughts to mankind. He turns the light of dawn into darkness and treads on the heights of the earth. The Lord God of heaven's armies is his name. Yesterday, we read the 8 prophecies of Amos. Today, we begin the next section of the book of Amos, the 3 sermons. Each sermon begins with, "Hear this word," in the ESV, or "Listen," in the New Living. The first sermon is in chapter 3, the second in chapter 4, and the third in chapters 5 and 6. Amos begins the first sermon with a declaration of judgment. Because God's people dishonored their relationship with him, they will be punished for all of their sins. Listen to the description of their relationship with God from Amos chapter 3, verse 2. "From among all the families on the earth, I have been intimate with you alone. That is why I must punish you for all your sins." God established a close personal relationship with his people, and that special relationship came with a significant responsibility. God's people had a duty that no one else was given. Therefore, God would hold them accountable for their actions of betrayal. Amos continues his sermon in Amos chapter 3, verses 3 through 10, with 5 examples of the cause and effect of their relationship. For instance, in Amos chapter 3, verse 6, "When a trumpet is blown in the city, it will result in people becoming afraid." The cause is the trumpet blast, and the effect is fear from the people. God's people would face a series of punishments that God would cause, which in turn would greatly affect his people. Amos closes the first sermon with a description of their judgment. That's from Amos 3, verses 11 through 15. "People from Philistia and Egypt will assemble, and God will punish them by cutting off the horns of the altar." That's Amos 3, 14. 1 Kings 1, verses 50 and 51 reveals that grabbing the horns of the altar meant freedom, victory, and protection for God's people. Because of their sins, all of those privileges would be taken away. Chapter 4 begins Amos's second sermon. A good title for this sermon would be, "Prepare to Meet Your God." This sermon describes the reason God was sending his judgment. The women oppressed the poor. That's from Amos 4, verses 1 through 3. They were perverting worship. That's Amos 4, verses 4 and 5. They were persistent in evil. That's from Amos 4, verses 6 through 13. The second sermon is filled with pictures of God's judgment. In Amos chapter 4, verse 2, God promises to pull the Israelites out of their blessed environment like a fisherman pulls a fish out of its natural habitat. God is holy, and he will not allow his people to get away with oppressing the needy, corrupting worship, are continuing to betray him. Every sin committed will be judged, and punishment for it will fall either on the sinner himself or Jesus Christ. When Israel failed to repent and seek God's forgiveness, Amos warned they would bear the punishment for their own sins. The same God who formed the mountains and fashioned the winds, is about to unleash judgment upon his people because they refuse to repent and turn back to him. Some questions to consider. How do the cause and effect statements in Amos 3 give details about what's coming while also allowing time to prepare? What message from Amos found in these two sermons do you need to hear the most? Why do you think that is? And finally, what are your thoughts on the following statements from today's devotion? Every sin committed will be judged, and punishment for it will fall either on the sinner himself or on Jesus Christ. When Israel failed to repent and seek God's forgiveness, Amos warned they would bear the punishment for their own sins. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.